To the first-time visitor to Barbados, it might appear there is a church around every corner, and should they attend Bible study and a service, there is one activity that is sure to come up. It relates to money. It might be an offering or a tithe. And should you attend the Good News Seventh-day Adventist Church at Oldbury, St. Philip, you are certain to hear about the building fund. Like any business or individual's income, there is a need for a fresh replenishment of money. The question we ask today is, has God ordained that every believer should seek to achieve financial prosperity? Certainly, any church cannot grow and spread the gospel without the wheels of finance. One argument we might hear at Sunday school is that it is not money that is the root of all evil, it is the love of money, the pursuit of money in itself as the main objective. Hence, it is not a means to an end, but an end in itself. Two church elders we spoke with agreed that the Bible is full of passages in which individual prosperity is seen as a positive goal. One elder cited Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Here we see a master rewarding two servants who increased the talents he had given them by making them rulers over many things. The lone servant who chose to hide the talent rather than invest it and earn more was cast into the outer darkness for being wicked and slothful. So he posited the notion to another elder. Would you invest $302 hoping to earn $100 in more than 3 weeks? What if we showed a group of children that this could be done, how it could be achieved with cryptocurrency, then have them donate 50% of profits to the welfare of a needy child? What would we be teaching the group of children from a biblical and a financial perspective? The response? Financially, that when wisdom is applied in any situation, even though it may appear risky, the outcome is usually positive. Biblically, the gift of reasoning given by the Creator can be used wisely for a successful outcome. Thank you for joining this edition of Blockchain Business, which is broadcast Friday and Monday on the Voice of Barbados at 5 p.m. Do tune in another time for more from the world of technology and money.